we can call it discipline, or being able to be correctable, and so on. Taking the discipline of the Lord in verse 11 and 12, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son. And we're not going to rush through to pack in all the many things I have, but I wanted to elaborate on that by allowing one whom the Lord has chosen in the furnace of affliction, in unusual ways, to share what the Lord has taught her of the truth of that scripture, that it has been of her life. Joe.
I think Margaret has basically said everything that we've been going through. For those of you who don't know our story, my husband is a Lutheran pastor. We've been married for 22 years. We have a daughter, 13, and another son, 10. The last 5.5 years is what Margaret basically wants me to share with you. And 5 years ago, we had a normal 5-year-old who was going to kindergarten. And we always had God in our home, but not as much in our hearts as we do today. Relationship we have with the Lord today is nothing compared to what we had before. We actually had nothing except the word and the ritual, and we really didn't have the personal relationship and the walk that we're having today. From Thanksgiving time, it started around Thanksgiving time, 5 years of Christmas, our son had completely lost his speech, this normal 5-year-old. And before that, he was a very outgoing child. He was the type of child that was the one in the class that was always noticed because he was always talking. He was the one that always had the answers. He was the one the teacher noticed because he was the one that always wanted to answer the questions, always wanted to be doing. And 2 days before Thanksgiving, they gave us the diagnosis of his disease as being a fatal disease that would take his life within a couple months. This was quite a blow to my husband and I, to say. Somehow the Lord brought us through those couple months when we felt we had absolutely nothing. And at a time when really resentment and bitterness was building up in us, we met this fellowship. And the first thing we noticed was the love that was poured out to us. And with me, was I going to hold on to my bitterness and resentment, or was I going to give it up for this love? And I saw so much love in those around me that it really wasn't too hard of a choice. And so willingly, I gave it up for the love. And each time that the Lord has been dealing with me, whether it's been to give me his peace or been a step that I had to take, was I willing to go this way? And I can only tell you that by being willing, he has led me into deeper things of himself than I ever could have gotten. And there's been many times I know that I said, no, Lord, I can't do that, and what he was trying to teach me. Our congregation through this has gained 2 beautiful fellowships, prayer groups and fellowships, that are just amazing. Miracles are happening there all the time, and Margaret has asked me to share some of them with you. We've had a child to the very oldest person. Miraculous healings happening. The latest one that I can think of is a woman who had a 9-pound tumor in her abdomen. And one of our girls went up and she said to her, feel this. And she could feel it. It was a huge lump. She said, the doctors tell me it weighs almost 9 pounds. She was prayed for on Thursday. And Friday morning when she woke up, they were getting her ready for surgery, and she was groggy because they had given her a needle. And she felt, and she could find nothing. And when they got her up to surgery, they could find nothing, and yet they had x-rays to prove that 2 days ago she had a huge tumor. And they sent her home on Saturday because need of a major surgery is what they thought they were going to have to do. Now, I can't explain to you why Joel hasn't been healed, and I don't think that the Lord wants me to try to explain. I only know this, that the worse that Joel has, physical health has become, the more we've had to trust God. Physical health has become, the more we've seen people coming to the Lord. Physically, Joel is about as handicapped as you can become. He's completely wheelchair. He's back in diapers. He's now 10 years old. He can't sit. He can't stand. Many times my husband and I are up all night with him simply moving him around to try and get his legs straightened or to change him because he's wet. But you know, I know that I couldn't do that of my own strength or of my own will. It's Jesus who's doing it all. And this seems to be the task that he's given me to do right now. It becomes so much easier when I willingly serve the Lord and do the thing that he has asked me to do. It becomes so much easier to care for Joel. And it's so amazing to me and so beautiful to see other people getting healed, because I know this is what the Lord wants. And resentment, and I hope that's not me you're seeing, but that's Jesus. Because I know in my own heart that I could be very bitter and very resentful if it wasn't for the fact that the Holy Spirit is working all these things out. And I just joy to see someone healed now. It's just beautiful to me. And much more I can share with you, except the fact that this has brought us into a total trusting, day by day, hour by hour. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring for me or for Joel. He's been amazingly well through these last 5 years. He's never had a cold, hasn't had a virus, hasn't been sick. The Lord seems to be protecting him from any kind of germ, and yet actually he's more susceptible than we are. We've had people in our home who have had the flu, who have had colds, they come in and out. He hasn't gotten a thing. And I can only say this is from God. God's protecting him for some reason. I better yet, it's not perfectly clear to me. And yet I do know this, I can say with Job, you know, yet though he slay me, I will trust in the Lord. And again, it's a matter of will. If I willingly trust him, if I turn this will that I consider to be my own over to him, he can do all things.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was an ex of the past. All the times that I was perhaps thoughtless of him, angry, made mistakes in my judgments of him or how I handled him, was unkind. It was like it all focused in this one incident, and I could not get to him to just clear the record with a forgive me, Paul. And then I thought, there's only one person in all creation that could really reach me and reach him, and that was our Heavenly Father. And I knew that I could reach God in prayer. I could not reach Paul. So I thought, I will stop right now and I will pray out my heart, pour out my heart like Hannah did. So I said, Father, perhaps it doesn't matter to Paul anymore. Maybe he doesn't even remember the incident right now. But I do. And I want to ask if you in your kindness will forgive me for all I have done wrong as a mother. And then, dear Lord, would you ask Paul to forgive me? It was a short prayer, and it was over. And the amazing thing, and I can only call it amazing grace, I was all alone in the kitchen. It was a very childlike prayer, really. But I was healed. I have never suffered guilt, regret again. I know that I stand guilty before a righteous God, but I know my guilt has been covered by the mercy and the precious blood of Jesus. And he not only covered them, but he covered my regrets and healed me. It's a total mystery to me. I can't explain it. All I know is that our own